Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Today's program, as I said, here for the Good News Lunch. Good News Lunch been around for a number of years now, and the idea was, and still is, that it's a great opportunity to get together and focus on the good things that are happening in Brady and McCulloch County. And so we're about ready to go. Taylor Hoffpower about ready to make the introductions.
All right, everyone. We will go. It is now 12:10. We'll go ahead and get the program started today. Once again, I'd like to welcome everyone to our fourth quarter Good News Luncheon, sponsored by Best Western and catered by Max Barbecue. A little bit about Best Western, since they're not here. Best Western is one of our newly renovated properties that boasts over 30 rooms of various amenities to serve hotel goers. We want to thank Josie and her staff for continuing to serve our community and provide quality accommodations to our visitors throughout the year. We'll go ahead and get started with the program at this time, and I'll invite Commissioner Randy Dean to start us off.
I'm Randy Deans, County Commissioner for Precinct 2. Everybody's probably biggest concern with the county lately is over a fire or EMS protections and services out in the county for the county citizens. The city and the county have been working together, even though some things in the paper and this and that, we're kind of fighting like brothers and sisters. Nothing wrong with that. I think at the end we'll have something. You know, when bad things are going on or differences are happening, I can't deny there's been a little mud thrown at each other. I think at the end that we'll have great results and something good's going to come out of all of it. The services will continue for the county residents by the city. And if something happened to where the city decided not to provide that, there is emergency opportunities out there for different things that happen over the state all the time. I feel that the city will keep providing the services and we won't have any further problems. I would like to be the first group with the city council and the city and the county. It would be very rewarding to be the first group to resolve this issue that's been going on for 30 years. It's not just currently going on, it's gone on forever that most people can remember. This same problem has continued. And it's my personal goal with the county and working with the city to resolve this issue. And going forward, we don't have it every year. It's just another part. And I feel confident with the city and the county that we can pull together and get this accomplished. And it'd be very rewarding for everybody. And we are a very good community and have great people in the community. And I really feel strong that we can all pull together and get this done. So the things in the paper going back and forth with the city and the county, I will assure the county residents that we will have an EMS service for them provided one way or the other. I feel the city will do as they said and continue those services. We have a well-oiled machine with our paramedics and our fire service, and I really hate to disrupt that service with something different. And any questions, feel free to talk with me later. That's about the gist of the EMS. Everybody's seen the stuff in the discussion on the radio and the newspapers, but I feel firmly that we're going to get it resolved and resolved very soon. One unofficial or two unofficial things. Recently, the 4-H Shooting Club just received a large donation. I think it's a little bit unofficial, but I think they got a check in their hand of $50,000. unofficially the same group gave the Brady Volunteer Fire Department a donation that was twice that much. So we want to thank those, and I think that'll be coming up in the news very soon and out there. It's a little bit unofficial, so I might get hit in the head with a rock when I walk across the parking lot. But it did happen. I know the Brady Fire Department received that last night in training. It's a little bit unofficial, but I'll get it out there, and I'm sure those folks will make it official in the very near future. Anyway, I want to thank the community and all of our citizens, anybody's inputs on anything that's going on with the county or the concerns with the EMS. It takes outside voices as well to sometimes back up and think about everything that's going on or bring a different perspective to what's going on. So I want to thank everybody out in the community as well, city and county. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Erin Corbell, city manager for the city of Brady. I feel like I kind of talk about the same thing every time I come up here. Our water projects are still ongoing. We've had some delays still due to COVID for our pumps. There's some computer components that are sitting in sea containers waiting to get here. So we were also waiting for the FAA to approve non-aeronautical use of airspace for our elevated storage tank that will be at the airport. That's finally come through, but those contractors won't be able to be on site until April of 23. So part of the radium reduction project will be online towards the end of this year, but the remaining portion will finish out in probably summer of 23. Our wastewater treatment project is still ongoing too. It's also seen some delays. I wish we could stop blaming COVID at some point, but Water Development Board is still working from home, and so there were some delays in pushing payments through. We had some issues with some contractors, but that's all been straightened out now. They're all back on the job site and moving forward on that. So that's scheduled to wrap up mid-year next year as well. We just got through our budgeting process, budget's finalized. Happy to say, I know tax valuations went up this year, but we were happy to be able to decrease our tax rate to help kind of offset a little bit for our citizens. So we did decrease our tax rate this year. We did get our valuations in on the city properties that we're looking to sell. So if you want a beautiful lake house, that should be coming up on the market pretty soon. You're probably familiar with the Ranger's house out on the lake. It's most certainly the most gorgeous view out there. So we'll have that and 110 acres listed out by the lake pretty soon, and a couple of properties in town. So keep your eye out on that. We're also moving forward on an appraisal for the Dodge Heights lots. That's been an ongoing issue for the city for about a decade now. Kind of a tangle of leased land and owners' houses on it. So we're going to be happy to sell that land to those lessees out there so that they can actually own the lots that they've been living on for the last 30, 50 years, however long they've been out there, and kind of resolve that issue for them. We're still progressing with the architect for the police department building. It'll be moving to the old cafeteria on 11th Street. And then after that, we will remodel the existing police department and ambulance bays into the fire EMS station. So we're happy to be moving forward on that project. I think the PD is kind of in the engineering phases of design work, and we had some questions on the land that the fire department was going on, so we're still going through the schematics and layouts of that. So it's a little bit delayed, but the PD project will have to be done first before we can even approach the fire project. EDC is still rocking along, giving out grants left and right. We were happy to provide a grant to Barney's coffee shop here and support that business. If you haven't tried out their coffees and yummy baked goods, it's a pretty special place. We're also supporting the Garden House. I think it's Garden House. I'm not sure if they've finalized that name yet. Coffee shop on South Bridge Street. You've seen a lot of work there done by Wyatt and his wife. So we'll be supporting their remodel there as well. If anybody needs to do some facade improvements, sign grants, building improvements, we do have grants that we match up to $10,000 on that. So please come see us about EDC. And I think lastly, I just want to mirror Randy's comments. I know that the fire EMS issue is on the forefront of a lot of people's minds. We do believe that we can get it resolved very quickly. The city does not want to see services outside of the city limits. We have a very excellent paramedic staff, and we want to continue to provide quality service to the citizens throughout McCullough County, not just the city of Brady. So again, I am echoing Randy's thoughts that we'll come to a resolution on this very soon, hopefully a long-term resolution, so we don't have to be doing this every year. I've spent way too much time looking at call sheets more than I'd like to. So I would like to put everyone's mind at ease that we're going to continue to provide a quality service to the citizens of the county as well. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Lisa Moore. Most of y'all know me from the city of Brady, but I'm here on behalf of the McCullough County Resource Center today. I'm a board member of the McCullough County Resource. I just wanted to let you guys know on October 29th, it is a Saturday, we will be having our second year fashion gala out at the Civic Center. We're going to have a runway model show. We will have a baked potato lunching, door prizes. Let's see what else. Instead of doing multiple fundraisers throughout the year, last year we decided just to have one big fundraiser, which was the gala. It turned out really good. We raised a lot of money for the resource center. Last year we serviced over 2,000 individuals in McCullough County. That's with needs such as paying utility bills, helping with rent, helping with food, gas to get back and forth to work. The models will be modeling clothes from the Mercantile, and the Mercantile is doing very well. If any of y'all would like to be a model, I think we're short like 5 models. So if anyone wants to be a runway model, y'all can see me, and I'll get y'all signed up. Michael, so we have, if you would like to be a sponsor, we have 3 levels of sponsoring this year. There's a Silver Star sponsor. It's $250. It includes VIP table close to the runway with your business name, 4 tickets to the event. There's a Gold Star. That's a $500 donation. It is tables right on the runway with your business name, 6 tickets to the event. And there's a corporate sponsor, and that fee is $1,000. That includes a VIP table right on the, it's like at the end of the runway, includes 8 tickets to the event. The tickets this year are $25. If anybody needs tickets, I have some of those. You can get those from me, or you can go by the Mercantile and get tickets there. And that's it. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I am Holly Garza, and I am the outreach coordinator at The Haven. Real quick, the main thing is Hunter's Dinner. It's coming up next month, and so we have been working on that for the last month and a half. We're still looking for sponsorships. We're still looking for auction items for our live auction, silent auction. We are bringing the dinner back this year, so we do have dinner tickets now, and so we are also looking for door prizes. So there is a letter on the table. I didn't expect as many people, so they're kind of sparse. It has all the information in it. We do have sponsorship level packages and all that good stuff. So if you're company, business, or yourself is interested, just give us a call. A few more things since April, because that's the last time we talked. We have picked up another county that we are providing sexual assault services in, and that is Edwards. So that's Rock Springs and way out there past Junction. So that is good news that we can help them with the sexual assault services. So I did want to put that out there. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so for that, I put a flyer out on the table. Tomorrow is Go Purple Day. So I've emailed some of y'all probably. Y'all probably seen it on Facebook. We are asking community members to wear purple. That's all you have to do is just wear purple. You can post to our Facebook page, or you can give us a call and we'll come take a picture with you. So if y'all would participate, we would greatly appreciate that. The next thing is shelter updates. We've been very blessed here in the last few months. We've received a grant to upgrade our backyard. So we get to go in there and we're going to get to redo the backyard. We're going to get to replace the playground equipment and also cover it for the children and their mothers that come into the shelter. The client area, we've been able to update things as ceiling fans, a new air conditioner, toilets, all that kind of good stuff. We've been able to get new shelving to better our donation area. Speaking of donations, we take everything. You want to bring us appliances, hygiene items, clothing, shoes, we take it all. And finally, I just want, one more thing is also Bullying Prevention Month, and our outreach or prevention coordinator, Michaela, is not here with us this afternoon, so I wanted to share that she is in, she is in every school district in our county doing bullying prevention, and she has also been able to get into Junction and Menard. So that is really exciting. And also she's been able to get into the Eden schools, which we've been working on that for a long time. So that's going great and she's doing amazing. Finally, I just wanted to give y'all some numbers. Since April, the last time that I spoke, we have done about 85 presentations, which that includes informational booths and also our prevention aspect of our program, which has reached 1,700 people, around about 1,700 people, and we've given out over 1,000 pieces of material. So that's just since April. And also, as far as our client services and shelter services go, we have served around 70 clients just since April, and all of our staff have provided about 3,500 hours of services to these people. So that's about it. I just wanted to let y'all know that. Thank you.
How's it going? My name is Felix Gomez. I'm here representing the Brady Crawfish and Dragboat Throwdown Committee. Just want to give a recap on that, on how well it went back in June. So same thing as Holly said, I was here in April. I was kind of wary on how things were going to go because it's been since 16 years since we had dragboat races here in Brady. But in my opinion, it went pretty well, and it brought a lot of people to our community, and that's what we're all here to do, is help grow our businesses and then bring heads in the beds of our hotels and whatnot. So just to give you a little rundown, the dragboat races are held by the Southern Dragboat Association, and they're David Carroll is the president. He's from Marble Falls. So give you kind of numbers. We had 76 total boats here from all over the country. We had people come here from South Carolina and as far west as California. So usually about the amount of people we have in the crews is about 500. So that's 500 people in crews alone that are at the lake. We sold 600 wristbands Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, unfortunately, because of the wind, we had to shut down. Well, it's not worth risking anybody's life out there if it's choppy, so they had to shut down the races early. That hardly ever happens, but for some odd reason, it's just the case. We probably had about 2,000 to 3,000 people total over the weekend out there. And like I said, main thing, we were excited about this. I'd like to thank Brandon and Ashley Lothram. They're the ones that helped bring the drag boat races to Brady. and some of the sponsors that we had, Winners Family Beef, Brady Communications, One Source Insurance, Fred Nuncio Fencing. I'd like to thank Gabe personally. He's here. Those guys, they helped cook for all the volunteers over the weekend. I mean, and all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So all of our volunteers got fed really well and taken care of. It's a long day out there. ZB Construction, Moore's Family, Moore's Farm and Supply, the Moore family, thank you. Jimmy Flores Septic Service, Max Barbecue, and then also the shirts were donated from the Hill Country Sports Warehouse and JK Awards. So all of our volunteers look really snazzy out there. I was told by David Carroll, the SDBA president, that our volunteers look really sharp and they all had matching shirts and whatnot. So like I said, I want to give a big shout out to all the volunteers that helped out. Many of you all here helped out with that. We couldn't have pulled it off without your help. We had probably close to 100 to 120 volunteers, which in my opinion, that's a really good blessing in a small town. And we had Mission Brady going on that same weekend, and we also had some other events going on, and we had wrestling going on. But to me, I think it just shows that everybody's willing to come out and help. And like I said, I did talk to Peyton about that when they had that, and it was a really true blessing we had that many volunteers. As far as going back to giving money to our businesses, like I said, I don't know the total number of the impact that it made, but I know all the hotels were full. I personally reached out to each one of them, Best Western, Holiday Inn, Gulf Key Inn, True Country Inn, Sunset Inn, and all the cabanas were completely full. And that was out, as far as 8 weeks out. The vendors, we had Sassy Snack Shack. He's a local resident, Craig Anderson. He's a regional manager with West Central Wireless. He lives in San Angelo, but he did really well. Max Barbecue was one of also our vendors. Sings My Soul Boutique. The Hellberg, they did really well as well. And then Jimmy Girl, she's from Junction. She came in. And then some of the other small vendors. But I personally went to each vendor, and they did really well as far as their proceeds. So that was our main goal, to try to, you know, get some drive, get something else in Brady that we can help bring money to our community. And then, like I said, it was a really good turnout. I want to personally thank the city of Brady and then Erin, too. She was very great, helpful, supportive, even before and after. So we talked in communication. The city council also helped with approving. And Chief Thomas and the Brady Police Department, the Fire Department, EMS, those guys are awesome. We didn't have any incidents out there. We had one minor incident, but they were all really well as far as taking care of all the anything that ever came up throughout the day. And then also, he's not here today, but Joe Solis, I did talk to him. He is awesome. He came out and helped us. We had some electrical outages during the day. And then all the city workers that helped out there throughout the weekend, moving material and just working. Like I said, I think this was a really good event for Brady, and it brought a lot of people here from all over the country, all different states. We've run 8 races, I believe, this year already. We have a race at the end of the beginning of the month in November in Phoenix. So I'd like to thank Brandy Johnson. She's on a crew here. Stephen Sutton, he's from Melvin, Texas. He also races. And then my buddy, my best friend, one of my best friends, Jason Brandt. He came in from Ingram today. So y'all come out. Our drag boat is just right across the street. Kind of take a look at it and whatnot. But I'd like to thank those. And without them being here, we wouldn't have been able to pull it off. Like I said, next year, our proceeds, next year's event, we're going to have proceeds go into a local nonprofit so we can make sure to help impact some of those guys. So I think that's about it. So anyways, I'd like to thank everybody that was in here that was a big part of it. I know Jenny was a big help out there at the gates. So many different people, I can't name them all, but without your help, we wouldn't have been able to make this a successful event. So thank you.
Thank you. Great. Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for coming here to the True Country Inn Hotel and enjoying our Blue Bonnet Ballroom. Thank you so much for caring about Brady and coming down here and being a part of this luncheon. It's very important that y'all take part in the revitalization of our town and find out what's going on and all the great news and things that are happening here. So please give yourself a warm round of applause. Thank you so much for caring about our great little town here. Thank you very much. You know, I've come a long way thanks to a cooperative city, a wonderful chamber that's been behind the revitalization, the remodeling of the hotel here. I want to thank, you know, all of you guys for helping me. I certainly couldn't do it on my own. All the townspeople that have taken part in the remodeling of the hotel and you know, helping me bring this to fruition. And you know, we're open now for about 5 to 6 years. And we've been remodeling here and working on the hotel for 7 years. And you know what seemed like an impossibility, you know, slowly with the help of so many people, you know, we've been able to succeed and open our business. And we have so many great activities now, that so many things to look forward to here. And I'm happy that we have so many other hoteliers here in Brady. That we can share our business with, because we're just a little hotel here, just with a few rooms. So part of the reason why I moved my business, my television show, from Hamilton to Brady is because of all the great hotels here on Bridge Street, so that my guests that come here for the filming of the True Country show, you know, we have a place to house them. So thank you so much for having your hotel here. And I know how hard it is to be in the hotel business. So thank you very much, our fellow hoteliers out there. We're hanging in there through COVID. You know, this is a great town. I drove into Brady one day, drove down Bridge Street, and I looked at that courthouse and I said, wow, what a great town square. I'm so happy to be a part. I see a bright future ahead for Brady. I'm glad to be a part of it. I want to thank you all for coming out here today. And I look forward to seeing the rebuild and so many great things happen here in Brady, especially on Church Street. I think that Taylor has told me about an art program that we're going to do. Embracing the Arts, I think, is a wonderful idea. And I think it's a great idea. We have so many different events planned to promote the arts here in Brady. So anyway, I'm not going to stand up here and on the soapbox here, so I'll get down and let somebody else speak. But thank you so much, and thank you for coming out here to the True Country Inn Hotel. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Helena Rice, and I am part of the Chamber Board. I'm one of the board members. And today is a special day. Today is Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day. And so today we want to pat our local Chamber of Commerce on the back and thank everyone for coming. And we want to thank Taylor. So everybody give Taylor and the Chamber of Commerce a round of applause.
Should have known she was going to do that. Thank you, Helena. Just a few things to wrap up our program. Again, I want to thank our sponsor, Best Western. I want to thank our caterer, Max Barbecue, and, of course, our venue, True Country Inn. And thank all of our speakers that we've had today. Some news on the chamber front. We have officially settled into our new location on the north side of the square. We are now located at 106 West Main. We are super excited to be down there. We're excited to continue to serve our members and community at our new location, as well as working on some new projects through the Heart of Texas Community Foundation. If you'll turn over your agendas, you'll see that we have a list of upcoming events that go through November. I want to touch on one in particular that's coming up this weekend. That is the Project Graduation Poker Night. Doors open at 5:30, tables at 6. It's a $50 buy-in, and all proceeds benefit our 2023 project graduation class. Let's see. Also coming up in December, it is not listed on your agendas, but we have Ladies Night Out. That's on Thursday, December 8th, and passports can be purchased at our office now. Following Ladies Night Out, we have on Saturday, December 10th, will be the annual Christmas in the Heart celebration and lighted parade.
this year's newest addition to that event is going to be 3 snow play areas. So the Clergy Association is bringing in 40,000 pounds of snow that will be put on the courthouse square. They'll have 2 play areas and a slide area. So we're super excited to have that addition to the event this year. And, well, that concludes our program. Again, thank you to everyone that came today, and we will see you in January.
And that is going to wrap up the program today for the Good News Lunch, for the fourth quarter Good News Lunch, sponsored by the Brady McCullough County Chamber of Commerce, this particular one hosted by the Best Western Brady Inn, and a number of folks here. Speakers included County Commissioner Randy Deans, City of Brady City Manager Aaron Corbell, Letha Moore from the McCullough County Resource Center, the Haven Family Shelter, Holly Garza, and Felix Gomez, giving a wrap-up on the success of the Brady Crawfish Bash and Boat Races. Heather Miles, the proprietor for the True Country Inn, the location today, with her thanks and kind words about the Brady and been here and all the help she's gotten in putting everything together. It's good, a good meeting today. Once again, the fourth quarter Good News Business Lunch here on Brady, sponsored by the Brady McCullough County Chamber of Commerce. It's our pleasure to provide it to you live right here on 1490 KNEL AM and online at KNELradio.com. I hope that you will tune us in each and every time we do. And so, once again, reminder, coming up on KNEL for tomorrow morning, Trading on the Radio, or tomorrow morning, the morning program on KNEL tomorrow morning, what I'm getting to. Brady Mayor Tony Groves will be our guest tomorrow on the morning program, giving a recap of last night's Brady City Council session. He couldn't make it today, so he'll be there tomorrow to give us a rundown on that. Today at this meeting, both the County Commissioner Randy Deans and City Manager Aaron Corbell touched on the sort of continuing issue of EMS, and confident both of them that it will get resolved and get resolved successfully, and that they will maintain service for all people in McCullough County, not just those in the city, but also all throughout the county for EMS services. That was sort of the bottom line on that those comments and presentations. For all of us at KNEL, it's a pleasure to be able to bring you this, and hope that you will tune us in again. Stay tuned right here on KNEL. I'm Lynn Ferris. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.